Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life, and today, the legal profession and service. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Brad Tobin. He's the Dean and Maddie Kasten Professor of Law at the Baylor Law School. Dean Tobin graduated from Baylor Law in 1977, from Harvard Law School in 1981, joined the faculty of Baylor Law in 1983, and was named Dean in 1991. During his 27 years as Dean, the Baylor Law School has been ranked among the nation's elite law schools by numerous publications, has consistently led Texas law schools in state bar exam passage rates, and has built a reputation for pro bono and community work that draws exemplary, service-minded students from across the country and around the world. Dean Brad Tobin is with us today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Derek. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, we just gave a little bit of a rundown of some of the many exciting things taking place in Baylor Law School, and I want to go in depth and ask you about those. But first, what's new? What's going on at Baylor Law School as we head into what's a new school year semester-wise for students? Although I know Baylor Law School is on the quarter system. Tell us what's going on there right now.
Well, today, the Law Center is already busy. We have on-campus interviews from scores and scores of employers who come to the school to interview our students in regard to employment positions, and this is done before the regular classes begin in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And I know there are a lot of great partnerships, just the reputation that Baylor Law School has built in the legal profession.
We have had a good year this year. We made it into the U.S. News and World Report Top 50. I could add to that point with many other accolades that have been ours over the past year. We are ranked number 5 in U.S. News and Trial Advocacy. And to put that into context, there are 204 ABA-accredited law schools in the United States. Derek, we're known for many things, but one point of pride is our success on the bar exam. We have been number 1 on the bar exam, counting from 2001 when we moved into the Law Center. There have been 34 bar exams. It's given twice a year. And there are 10 law schools in Texas. We have been number 1 22 times.
That's quite a run of dominance.
We're very proud of that. And a few weeks ago, the American Bar Association issued a list of schools looking at one cohort, the class of 2015, and noting the percentage of that class that is employed in full-time, Juris Doctor required positions. And there was only one school on the list with 100% out of 204. And, of course, that was Baylor Law.
You know, things like this don't happen by accident. And, of course, we'll talk a lot about your leadership as dean, but also your colleagues and the students all working together. And I know Baylor Law School is distinct. We talk about those accolades. But if I'm a prospective student and I want to know what's distinct about Baylor Law School, what am I going to get here that I don't necessarily find anywhere else? What would you tell me or any other prospective student?
One aspect of Baylor Law that sets it apart from other law schools is that, first of all, we are known for our rigor. As students move through the 3-year program, they uniformly agree that the most challenging year is the 3rd year. That is the year in which they take our 6-month practice court program. And Derek, essentially with practice court, it is training in trial advocacy in procedure, evidence, and specific courtroom skills. It is known as a boot camp, if you will, at Baylor Law School. And it is so much ingrained into the culture of the law school that when Baylor lawyers meet one another, they very seldom identify themselves by class year. They don't, for instance, say, I'm class of 63 or I'm class of 88 or class of 07. Instead, they will identify themselves by the director of the practice court program at the time they went through. So they'll say, I'm a Frank Wilson product, or I'm a Matt Dawson product, or I'm a Jerry Powell product.
That's neat. And I've actually had the privilege of interviewing some of the great Baylor Law School graduates, Walter Umphrey being one. And he talked about, you know, it's funny talking to someone who's so experienced and done so much, but hearing him talk about being a young man, wanting to do his best and being scared and excited all at the same time, because it is so real.
Yes, and Walter and Sheila Humphrey, of course, over the years, they have, first of all, been dear friends of Beth and myself, and they have been wonderful friends of Baylor Law School in terms of supporting it. Walter has always had an expression, and he has been, of course, very successful in his practice. And the expression is that the gift that he made to the underwriting of the Law Center was, as he says, the best money I ever spent.
Hey, that's great. That's a good testament to what goes on at Baylor Law School. We're talking to Brad Tobin, Dean of the Baylor Law School, here on Baylor Connections. And at the beginning of each school year, you remind students incoming and those returning that the legal profession is a service profession. Why don't we delve into that? What does that mean to you?
Yes, we have a very strong service theme at the law school, Derek. The service theme is an expression of our faith mission. And when I meet with the students at orientation, as I will be next week, I share a lot of thoughts about what it means to be a lawyer, about the grounding that one needs in order to be not only successful in the law, but successful in life. And one of the expressions that I have often used that I believe at least resonates with me, it seems to resonate with others, is that I share with the students that in life there are the two dimensions. There's the vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension. The vertical dimension, of course, is that we are in our life and in our work to glorify God. And in the horizontal dimension, we are to serve His kingdom. And I put those two dimensions together, and I challenge the students to look forward a decade or 3 decades or 5 decades down the line and to think through how will they look back on their life in terms of how they have fulfilled that faith imperative to serve in each dimension, the vertical and the horizontal.
You know, we think about that biblical admonition to love our neighbor. How do those in the legal profession, Baylor Law students, then once they're done, actually as practitioners themselves, how do they love their neighbors?
Loving your neighbor means making a difference in the life of others. And at the law school, we always make sure that our students know that, first of all, this is a profession. We are not a graduate school. We're a professional school. And as a professional school, we are training them, we're educating them, we're preparing them to go out and make a difference in the lives of people. Lawyers, Derek, meet people most often at a point in their lives where they are facing a crisis. Sometimes it might be a happy situation, such as an adoption, but more often than not, it's a troubling point in their life. Their business interests may be at stake. There may be a breakup of family relationships. Their property interests may be at stake. Even their liberty may be at stake. And we make sure that our students know that they're going to have to serve with heart and mind and soul to essentially be a bridge for the client. I use the example often of an emergency room. We've all had that experience where we're sitting in the cubicle and we're waiting for the physician or the nurses, the health professionals to come and get us from where we are now with that pain or that bleeding to where we need to be. And we can't do it ourselves. And we know that. And we look at the health professionals as a bridge to take us where we need to be. In the same fashion, we want our students to be Baylor lawyers who recognize that their clients are going to be looking to them to be that sort of bridge from where they are to where they need to be, and they can't do it themselves. They need the guidance, the counsel, the direction, the wisdom, and the experience of a lawyer, best of all, a Baylor lawyer.
Well, becoming a Baylor lawyer is something I'm excited to talk to you about as the show goes on here. And, you know, you talk about how being that bridge. What are some unique ways that you get to witness Baylor law students and Baylor law graduates loving their neighbor, putting into practice some of these things you've just talked about?
Derek, we have an extensive pro bono and public service program. And by pro bono, of course, that's a word that's used in, it's Latin, used in the legal profession to mean essentially this is done simply for the good. It's done for the good of society. It's done for the good of one's neighbor. The pro bono and public service program at Baylor, first of all, I want to point out, I'll brag here a bit, It is a remarkable program as the result of the investment and the creativity of my faculty and staff colleagues. Beginning about roughly 7-8 years ago, we decided that we were going to move aggressively into pro bono work so that we could, of course, have our students have an experience of engaging in that type of work as they go through the program, with the hope that they will be animated by their experience. And so then when they get into the practice, they will continue to render pro bono services. And just as an aside, I'll note that there is an absolute yawning need for pro bono services in our state and in our nation. Access to justice is a critical issue. But my faculty and staff colleagues over these past 7 or 8 years, they have developed a number of different means whereby we can serve our neighbor and give our students the experience that we're aiming to give. During that time, we have won seven accolades from the American Bar Association, the Texas Access to Justice Organization, and from the State Bar of Texas. And in 2015, Derek, just to point out one of the accolades, Baylor Law School received the American Bar Association's Pro Bono Award, which is the highest award given by the ABA. And at that point, the award had been given for 31 years, and Baylor Law School was only the third law school in the nation to ever receive
it. That's incredible. That's pretty elite company right there. That's very exciting. Well, obviously, the structure is in place that animates what you've just described. Take us inside that a little bit, inside the pro bono and public service program. What does it look like, and how does it build into their 3 years in law school, build into the with their class experiences, any work experiences? How does that all tie in together?
The program is voluntary, Derek. And, of course, that's an important aspect in the sense that we want to develop within the students the desire to serve on their own without being required to do so, without being mandated. There are aspects of the experience, however, for which they can earn credit. Specifically, to give examples of components of our program, we have the Veterans Clinic. The Veterans Clinic is designed, of course, to reach out to veterans, and also as part of that programming, we reach out to first responders generally in order to pay back those who have made it possible for us to enjoy the liberties and the freedoms that we enjoy. Here on LaSalle Avenue, down the way from the KWBU studios, of course, there's the Veterans One Stop, and we are an important player at Veterans One Stop to provide to veterans simple legal services in regard to, for instance, estate planning, consumer issues, landlord-tenant issues, and the like.
This is Baylor Connections. We are talking to Brad Tobin, Dean of the Baylor Law School, and I've seen numbers about how many hours Baylor Law students have served in a given semester, in a given year. Is there a certain number if they volunteer they're expected to serve, or how does that work?
There's a cultural expectation at the law school
that
they serve, and we do have recognitions at graduation for those who have accumulated various levels of hours of service. But our hope, of course, is indicated that the students will develop this, if you will, this passion or excitement for creating that bridge that I was referencing for someone who otherwise would not be able to afford legal services. Or oftentimes we're dealing with folks who don't even know that they need legal services.
Well, you mentioned serving as a bridge. Certainly the clinics that the Baylor Law School offers, you mentioned the Veterans Clinic. They serve as a bridge in many ways. But let's go through some of those others. We had Laura Hernandez on the program a few months ago talking about the immigration clinic. We've got Veterans Immigration Clinic, Intellectual Property and Entrepreneurship, People's Law School, and Adoption Day. If we could, let's just go through those one by one here.
Sure. The People's Law School, the credit for that in terms of its development and its operation goes to my colleague, Professor Pat Wilson. Once a year on a Saturday, the People's Law School unfolds at the Law Center, and we have lawyers who have knowledge, expertise, and who specialize in a whole array of topics. that are of interest to laypersons, and they can come to the Law Center on that Saturday, and they can participate in several class sessions through the morning and the afternoon to find out more about a particular area in which they are interested. It has been a tremendously popular offering, and I love on those days you come to the Law Center and pull into the parking area, and there are cars everywhere. But that is a program that we're very proud of because it's a partnership with the entire Waco-McLennan County Central Texas community. Adoption Day, what a special day. Yeah. There I want to, although it's a team effort, I want to give credit to my colleague, Professor Bridget Fusilier. Professor Fusilier is very involved in the Veterans Clinic, but many years ago, in fact, this will be the 10th anniversary of Adoption Day, Professor Fusilier developed the concept of one day a year at the Law Center. We focus entirely upon adoptions by families whose adoption proceedings have been pending in the prior year. And each year, the program has a theme. It might be Star Wars, or it might be Finding Nemo or the like. Our students absolutely transform one extensive area of the Law Center into the theme Magic Land. And on that day, the families come with the children to be adopted. The children can play games. We have food. We have entertainment. It is such a happy environment. And one by one, the families move into the courtroom, and our district judge, Gary Coley, has presided over the proceedings for many of the years. But they move into the courtroom, and there they gather in a celebratory, decorated courtroom. Families are created through adoption. We have, in the past few years, I believe each year, had somewhere in the vicinity of 35, give or take, adoptions take place.
It's so hard. The images are heartwarming, and as are the stories. I imagine there's not much you get to see more just moving at the law school than that.
That's a day when the energy level is up to the ceiling and out the windows.
You know, we mentioned the Veterans Clinic, immigration, intellectual property, and entrepreneurship. You know, maybe those don't quite leap out like adoption, but that's important work too.
Small startup businesses oftentimes, of course, don't have the resources to begin to go to a IP lawyer who's going to charge significant fees in regard to patents and copyrights, trademarks, and the like. And the IP clinic is designed to give to those who would not otherwise be able to afford services to, for instance, get a copyright or to what's called prosecute a patent. It gives them an opportunity to advance their startup business to get those type of protections that otherwise would not be available. And my colleague, Professor Connie Nichols, is the director of the IP clinic.
What about the students as well? We talk about how many hours they're putting in service, and yet, like we talked about, a really incredible run leading the state of Texas in state bar passage rate year after year. What does it say about the students that they do all these things so well?
Our students are very highly credentialed, first of all. We draw our student population from roughly about the top 20% credential-wise of students who enter law school across the nation. Derek, I like to think, though, that they largely self-select to Baylor Law School. They recognize that at Baylor, as I mentioned earlier, that they're going to have an experience that is going to test them. It's going to try their spirits. It's going to try them emotionally, even physically, with lack of sleep and the like as the program progresses, the boot camp aspect that I was mentioning. But they also self-select Baylor Law School because of our faith mission and because that faith mission has been brought to practicality through our pro bono work and our public service work that they do. The students in experiencing this type of work, as I've mentioned, really leave with a sense of what it means to be a Baylor lawyer. All Baylor lawyers, anybody who's familiar with the law school, too, I want to point out, we always emphasize that Baylor Lawyer is spelled, of course, with a capital B, but it's also spelled with a capital L when it's typed or written, because we regard Baylor Lawyer as a trademark, as a brand, if you will, that separates us from other lawyers within the bar.
We're talking to Brad Tobin, Dean of the Baylor Law School. And Dean Tobin, as we wind down, final couple of questions for you. When you think about the impact the law school can have, you've described the impact it's having on the community, but our broader community, a state, even a nation, what's your vision for what a law school can do for those areas?
A law school has got to produce lawyers who are capable of fully understanding and bringing to life the very principles upon which this nation was founded. In the last couple years, there has been an increased interest in legal education coming from students who might not otherwise have considered following a path. And this is not a partisan matter, but of course we have seen that the courts in our nation serve such a critical function in terms of protecting our constitutional rights and our freedoms. And I have always maintained that there is no education, there's no training that is more versatile than becoming a lawyer and getting a legal education. And obviously, we believe that the Baylor legal education is absolutely the tops.
Baylor Lawyer, capital B, capital L.
Indeed.
Well, Dean Tobin, we are just about out of time. If people would like to learn more about the Baylor Law School or some of the clinics that we've talked about, I know you have a website. Where else can they go to find out more?
The website, of course, just Google in Baylor Law School, and you'll see a raft of information. I always like folks to come and walk around the Law Center.
It's beautiful.
We are located on the banks of the Brazos, and we look across the river to McLean Stadium. It is a facility that surprises many folks because they find that it's not the typical academic facility. We were blessed with the wonderful philanthropy of so many Baylor lawyers who, as I always say, allowed us to build a law center that we were on a budget, but we didn't have to cut corners, and it shows. However, I also always add that the building is not the law school. The law school is what happens in our classrooms, in our courtrooms, and in faculty offices. As my faculty and staff colleagues mold, guide, and educate our students.
Well said. Dean Tobin, thank you so much for your time today. Really enjoyed it.
Derek, it's been a delight.
Thank you. Brad Tobin, Dean of the Baylor Law School and the Matty Kasten Professor of Law at the Baylor Law School. Appreciate you joining us today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.